Warning. This episode of Seriously Wrong is intended for adult audiences. It is extremely salacious and edgy. It's a nighttime show. 18 plus. Hello, radio listeners, and welcome back to All Night Long Radio with DJ Sexual. We're playing the all-night radio dance hits in the scenic green library oasis of Wrongtown, the capital of Usufructia. Now, I hope you all had a wonderful evening, a wonderful day, if you're into that kind of thing. That you've got all the safe, clean drugs you need, and you're having good, wonderful sex that fits exactly the kind of stuff that you are personally into. Here's some community updates for our partiers, orgiers, and dancers across the region. First up, the LSD Dance Party at Hall 97 is back to its weekly Sunday night schedule, with tonight being the premiere night. If you can make it down on an all-night train, I know a lot of us have been missing it while the Hall 97 goes under renovations. I hear that tonight is going to be a freaky night. Tonight's all-night nude wrestling match at the Bookchin Wet Dome has been delayed until Tuesday, until they can upgrade to a higher quality exfoliating mud. Organizers tell us it will be worth the wait. And finally, a service alert. The 551 Underground train service to Party City is experiencing service delays tonight due to a fetish-related incident. The perpetrator has been taken into non-lethal detainment for a community accountability process, which sources tell me is already going quite well. Dancers, orgiers, and partiers heading to Party City tonight on the 551 Underground train should prepare for delays, leaving their house 15 or 20 minutes early to accommodate the service disruptions. Now I'm feeling good after sleeping all day, and I'm ready to party all night. Let's go to the phones and take our first request of the night.
Hey DJ Sexual, I'm such a huge fan. First time, long time. I can't believe I'm on the air. This is so cool.
So glad to have you.
I wanted to request one of my favorite songs. It's going to be dedicated to one of my really close friends who unfortunately passed away far too young. There was that incident in Porn Alley when one of the screens wasn't properly hooked up to the wall. It fell down right on his boner, crushing his boner, and ultimately killed him. So this song is dedicated to him, and I wanted to request, it's not a utopia to me, it's just Our Society by the Wrongtown Revolutionary Choir.
That's a great request to get people bumping at the start of the night. Thank you so much for that. And rest in peace to your dear friend. I remember reading about that incident and feeling a great pang of sadness that no matter how hard we try, we can never get rid of the occasional freak accident. What was his name?
To all of his friends, he was known as Sweet Tony.
This one goes out to you, Sweet Tony, and your sweet boner, which was tragically lost too young. It's not a utopia, it's just a regular society to me, by the Wrongtown Revolutionary Choir. Let's go.
Are you serious? Just delirious. Are you careless?
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Utopia at Night.
It's edgy, it's salacious, you know, when the lights are low. Adults only, out on the town, underground bare-knuckle boxing rings, fentanyl orgies, we've got it all.
This is the episode that was too salty, too...
Too hot?
Too hot to put outside the paywall. It had to go behind the paywall. This one is not for kids. I mean, we don't make the promise that any of our episodes are for kids, but this one is not for kids. This is just for mommy and daddy to listen to after the kids go to sleep.
He's still like framing it in relation to kids existing for some reason.
In the context of a family, if you have kids, I mean, obviously, if you're just a single adult, you know you're allowed to listen, I think.
Yeah.
The ones who have questions are the parents, the mommies and daddies.
Yeah, they're like, what time of day? When am I supposed to listen to this? And the answer is at night. When baby's in the crib, mommy and daddy use the Bluetooth to put Seriously Wrong on the speakers, crack a bottle of wine, and...
Yeah, so the idea for this episode, it basically came from, I mean, we did the morning and the afternoon, night just kind of obviously follows. But then we started thinking about it. We're like, oh, there's actually like, it's kind of interesting thinking about some of this more seedy stuff. Like, what does, you know, utopia, it's easy to say everybody gets their needs taken care of. You have education, recreation, healthcare, etc. So, you know, all the things that you need in life are provided and we all work together. It's democratic, it's ecological, it's lovely. But like, you know, what about orgies? What about drugs? What about like, how does all that fit in?
It's, yeah, what it's about actually, rock and roll?
Yeah,
is rock that allowed in your utopia? Anything goes. You even listen to rock and roll very loud.
Yeah, it's funny. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll is a saying because I feel like rock and roll is it's a pretty normal thing. You could do that in the afternoon even. Yeah. Doesn't
even with your kid. I listen to rock. I'll say it. I listen to rock and roll with my toddler sometimes.
Right,
and I think she can handle it.
I think she can too.
Yeah, I mean, on the rock and roll, the loud music front, I mean, I think in a utopia, you do have a vibrant nightlife. You have a night scene. Things like underground clubs have a aesthetic appeal that goes beyond the capitalist context. And yeah, I think I also generally like, I think that the society, a utopian society, does have a 24-hour component to it. You know, some people stay up late, some people get up early. And like when I used to work night shift, sometimes it felt like there should be more stuff available in the middle of the night. The thing I really liked about night shift, actually, just kind of goes against this, was on my days off, I would just go for walks at night by myself, streets totally empty. And I just found something like so calming. I just got used to it, I guess. And I just started like really, really enjoying being totally alone, but like in the world, not like alone in my apartment, but like alone in my community. Like there's some cool, I could really just like think and just like, yeah, come up with ideas and walk around and stuff. So what I'm proposing kind of contradicts that. But I do think like 24-hour access to food, 24-hour access to like amenities, hobbies, etc., at least partially would be part of a utopia, right? Like,
Yeah. I mean, obviously, things like healthcare need to be 24 hours in certain situations. Like, you know, if you have a heart attack at night, you still need to go to the hospital. And you can extrapolate that further out to many other things that, like, healthcare workers who are working at night are going to, you know, sometimes need to get a snack. Or, like, it might be more convenient to pick things up late at night in a lot of cases. And I think a lot of, like, overnight shifts and things like that probably could actually be eliminated by not having to necessarily have, you know, a retail worker at every place all the time. You check things out of the library yourself, probably most of the time. You don't necessarily need someone there. You know, even in our libraries today, you don't. You just go to the self-checkout with the book. It's fine. Mm-hmm.
No, and a lot of the need for like staff and stuff is based on the fact that we live in a society that has that inequality and deprivation. People who don't have a place to stay or don't have a place to shower, or people who are drug users who don't have access to safe supply and supports and so on. And then also, yeah, I mean, at stores, you're preventing theft, which is when you don't hand over your tokens for the thing that you're getting, or like that's gone in library socialism. So like a lot of the stuff that makes like someone who works in a convenience store at night is also playing the role of both a cashier and a security guard. And there's a reasonable question of how much both of those things are needed at all hours of the night, or to what degree they're needed in comparison in a society that's functioning based on human need rather than...
Yeah, like a convenience store would probably be replaced by a very large vending machine of some kind. Or, I mean, just like a store that you'd take things out of and it's fine anyway. But yeah, having said that, I still think there are going to be people who just like staying up at night, people who want to go out at night more. I think having things available at night is important. And you'll probably still be silent enough at certain hours that you can walk around and nobody else will be there. I think that would still be available to people as well. But yeah, you mentioned clubs and dancing to kind of starting this thing. And I think dancing the night away is is a thing that is probably always going to exist, that people are always going to like the idea of that. After like a long day, like I'm going out dancing tonight. You go dance for like 3-4, you know, if you're on stimulants, maybe 5-7 hours. You dance a really long time. Come home at 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, collapse, fall asleep. You know, it would be ridiculous to be like dancing the night away is banned in our utopia. What kind of utopia bans dancing the night away? You have to be able to dance the night away. So yeah. There needs to be infrastructure to help support the people who need that. The transportation has to work at 4 a.m. so you can get back home. If there, you need to be able to access water, washrooms, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, there's all kinds of... infrastructure needs to keep running 24/7. There is a 24/7 element to it, not just because of dancing the night away, but certainly not least because of it.
We now go to two people making small talk at the All Hours Utopian Party Club.
And I'll just get a club soda, please. Club soda. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I'll get an orange juice. Thanks.
You're not getting alcohol either. High five.
Oh, yeah, I don't like it.
I have more fun when I'm sober.
Cool, yeah. I also choose to abstain from drugs. It's a free choice I make, not under the threat of punishment.
Yeah, and my friends are back there doing big, fat Hollywood rails of cocaine. But it's not for me. More power to them, though, but it's not for me.
I've just looked into the best available evidence and come to the conclusion that I prefer to keep the things it might take from me than receive the things it might give.
I'm not even that well researched on it. I just don't like how it makes me feel the next day.
Cool, man. Yeah, no judgment or anything, just for me. Yeah, I came to that same choice too a long time ago.
It's so great being able to make this choice and for others to be able to make their choice and for nobody to judge each other.
Yeah, I think we managed that concern for people's safety and that respect for free choice balance perfectly.
Well, enjoy your orange juice and your night out dancing.
Hey, actually, I hope this isn't too forward of me to ask, but do you want to go to the public orgy room with me and have sex right now?
Oh my God, yes. I was just thinking that, but I was too nervous to ask. Thank you.
Let me just finish this orange juice so I'll have the energy I need.
I'm gonna go tell my friends. I'll meet you there.
Cool. I'll wait for you nude on the sexual throne. Really nice to meet you.
You too. Look forward to getting to know you better, if you know what I mean. In the orgy.
Yes, I do.
Sexually.
Yes, while abstaining from drugs, which is our free choice.
And that was a chance meeting between two non-drug users at the all-night dance party club. And now back to our show. All right, that is it for this teaser. If you want to hear the entire full salacious episode where we get into drugs and sex and orgies and the gritty details of all of it, head on over to our Patreon. It's patreon.com/seriouslywrong and sign on up for that sweet six, just $6 a month. And we really appreciate it and we can't do it without you. And we'll be back again soon. Thanks for listening.